When you're a new leader, your employees may test you. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in this Leader Feeder, let's talk about when you're a new leader taking over a work group for the first time, how some of the employees may decide to test you, and how do you pass those tests and get over those games so that you can establish yourself as a leader. As usual, I've got three tips for you. Tip number one is get to know your team and their capabilities. Part of being a new leader in a work group is not to come off as too hard or too soft initially, because you are trying to find out what they're all about. So try to meet with them, discuss things, find out what makes them tick, find out some of their backgrounds and information. Getting to know them as people and letting them get to know you as a person will tend to diminish these kind of games that teams tend to play with their leaders at first before they really get to know them. So by establishing relationships, it can help. Second tip, ask lots of questions, but don't confuse opinions as facts. The reality is, as a new leader, you want to get the lay of the land. You want to find out what people are telling you about what used to happen in the department, what some of the challenges are, what some of the frustrations are, because of course, if you can help overcome some of those challenges and frustrations, you'll help them deliver what they need to deliver for customers with, again, with fewer frustrations. But remember, when you ask questions, just because people offer up information, it could be there to test you a little bit. So when people tell you stuff, remember, an opinion stated confidently is often misconstrued as a fact. So that means that you need to ask and then listen, but realize that just because information is coming your way doesn't automatically ensure it's credible. So take it all in, and then of course, use your own BS detector to tell what's true and what isn't. And if information comes to you, see if it's validated by the input that you might get from others. Again, sometimes employees will try to steer you down a certain path, only to eventually embarrass you when you take that action and act on that information. Tip number three is show them respect and earn their trust. So as a new leader, again, you could come off too harsh and like you know it all. That's not a good idea. You could come off too soft and almost give the impression that you don't really care and you're not really interested in what's going on. But why not focus on showing them some respect? That means treating them the same way that you would appreciate being treated. And so that's the golden rule, of course. Or even like getting to know them and then treating them as they need to be treated. That's even better. But being respectful means you're not overly harsh, you're not overly abrasive or abrupt with them. But at the same time, you talk very plainly and simply about what you want to get done. So that way, again, showing them respect, you would expect them to show you that respect in return. And then in terms of trust, remember that trust mostly is about whether you keep your promises and commitments. So as a leader, that means not over-promising and then under-delivering, but simply say things that you intend to do and then do those things. And when people see that you're going to be consistent and firm and fair, they're going to stop testing you because now they trust you. They trust that you're going to defend them where it's appropriate, challenge them when it's appropriate, back them up when it's appropriate. So by doing those few things as a new leader, you can pass through this hazing ritual. I hate the word hazing, but sometimes it is a bit of a hazing of a new leader. And you can start to establish yourself as the leader in the group and do away with all those games that they might be playing with you up front. Now, once you've figured that out, of course, remember, we're here as a resource to help you deliver and develop all of your leadership attributes. And of course, that might be live training delivered on site or attending one of our public workshops, or maybe it's having us deliver leadership training virtually through our virtual training studio. Or you might just want to access some of our on-demand products and videos through our website. It all starts with a conversation, and that can start at uniquedevelopment.com. Remember all the social media channels that we're active on, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And remember, this is also available as a podcast. So if you're in your car on the way to work, you can learn your leadership tip once a week by searching out Leader Feeder by Frontline Leadership. I look forward to working with you over time to help you be the awesome leader I know you can be.